Welcome back to the Two Ricks and the Neon Apocalypse,
woo-hoo!
Sponsored by the Church of Dim. How are you doing today, Rick?
I am well, and you are?
I am well as well.
Excellent.
What do we have today? You start.
Today, we got nothing. It's awesome. Because we didn't plan. That's what makes this so fun.
Well, I have been hearing from many of our followers. The big question, and you know, we're human beings, we're selfish, arrogant, know, just base species,
right?
And
that's
naturally,
human, right?
Naturally, they want to know what's in it for me. What is the Church of Dim? What's in it for me? And I can't help but talk about heaven.
Oh,
our
version
of heaven,
sure.
Our heaven doesn't have one level. There isn't just one heaven. In fact. There are 888 levels of heaven.
Tell me more about the 888 levels of heaven.
I'm going to.
Excellent.
Smartass. So, just like the Christian bullshit heaven, you know, level one is, you know, it's eternal happiness. You get everything you want. There's no pain. There's no sickness. There's no, you know, it's all eternal happiness. What more could you ask for?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what more you could ask for. Level two, Wi-Fi.
good. You wouldn't want your iPad not to work when you get there, right?
And as Brother John pointed out, level three, the Wi-Fi password.
Oh, that's cheating, but yes, excellent.
You know, we were thinking about this, and it's like, you know, heaven would be great, except for, you know, what happens when you want to rub one out and, you know, Grandma Edith is sitting next to you? That does not sound like heaven to me.
No, it doesn't.
So we had to reconceptualize what heaven means.
Right.
And in our 888 levels of heaven, some of them, there are rooms where you can do things that are so debauched, they would have prevented you from getting into heaven in the first place.
In the false heaven.
Right, in the other kind of bullshit heaven.
Okay, well, I have a serious question then. How does one attain a different level of heaven than, say, the beginner level?
You know, I haven't thought about that. It may have to do with how much you contributed to the demise
of
humanity.
Yeah. Or how much you've contributed to the Church of Dim monetarily?
Monetarily is always important.
We could guarantee
important.
That you'll make it to at least level 50 with this level of a donation. What do you think?
The only members of heaven not required to tithe are, of course, the animals.
Yeah,
and we do save all the animals.
Parasites and protozoa and such, amoeba.
Absolutely, and the levels are going to become extremely important then, because are you going to be in the level with the box of puppies or with the rapey platypus?
Yeah.
You know, you don't know.
the rapey platypus, right. Yes, scourge of down under.
Exactly. And so then, you know, when I try to describe these things, you know, before they run away in horror, people will ask, you know, as a member of the Church of Dim, am I guaranteed to be in heaven, to go to heaven? And I think it would come down to your question again. It comes down to tithing. You know, you got to make that sacrifice.
Right.
Have you participated in the holidays?
Well, yeah, that's an important one.
Because
if you aren't getting your spirit in the right ritual mood, then, you know, you deserve level two.
And do we have your unquestioned faith? Which is absolutely the thing that will get you kicked out of our heaven. Faith is for suckers. And if you don't question our lunacy, then something is wrong with you, my friend.
Right.
You should judge us constantly.
Yeah, we need negative levels. Your heaven level negative two for people who are just not interesting.
But no hell, just negative heaven.
Yeah, negative heaven. It's not the same as hell. It's you know, it's cheaper for one thing.
Right.
But yeah, I like that. Negative heaven instead of hell. See, we've already got a leg up on most of the religions.
But constantly ask yourself, what in the hell is wrong with these guys?
Yeah, because, does this make sense at all?
Yeah, it's the blind faith that has really got us into the problems we have now
True.
In the world with religion.
Well put.
All right, so
Rick.
News, is there news in the Church of Dim?
Well, the headquarters, Northwest Headquarters, has been officially established, and we are running delivery services for spiritual needs.
I understand there's a picture of it on the site.
There is, a very handsome picture. We were pretty proud of it.
I did see the picture of it, and you don't realize how beautiful it is when you're inside it, as we, you know, as we are quite often. But yeah.
Well, I guess from the outside it looks a little old.
A little dilapidated.
But inside, carpeting. Very nice carpeting.
Well, not so much carpeting as straw.
Well, yeah, and some dirt. But other than it looks
that's
like
not
carpeting.
Dirt. Yeah.
Okay, other news?
We have 19,000 followers.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like the restaurant complaint thing, you know, like customer service complaint thing. Mm-hmm. For every one follower that we can track,
we
assume that there's 1,000 more that we haven't
saw. Like that. I like the logistics of
19,000 followers all soaking in the wisdom of the two Ricks and the truth of Mother Protozoa.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, if we could just get one of those people to give us $1 million, we'd be set.
Some unfortunate news in the Church of Dim.
What's that?
It was bound to happen. We have been pursued and harassed and just mistreated by the Eastboro Baptist Church.
Right.
And I know that
many
of you know the Eastboro Baptist Church.
Yes.
They showed up at our headquarters the other day with signs saying God hates the new Church of Dim, the two Ricks will burn.
Yeah.
A shot at Mother Protozoa, God hates single-cell organisms.
Right.
Blasphemy,
right.
Blasphemy all. COD killed your sons, pray for more dead Ricks.
Yeah, I like the pray for more dead Ricks. That's really fun.
But that's us.
Well, we're praying for the same thing. So, you know, we just hope the Ricks that die aren't our particular.
Oh, I can think of a lot of Ricks I'd like to see go before me.
Right, right. So we're with them on praying for more dead Ricks. Just not this two particular Ricks.
Rick Santorum, maybe top of the list.
I don't really know who he is. I don't keep up with your human news.
Just know that he thinks about dogs in very intimate ways. That's all you need to know about him.
Like Lauren Green.
Right.
Right.
So, you know, join us and help protect us from these Eastboro Baptist nut jobs. They're not nut jobs like us. They're dangerous nut jobs.
Yeah, they're just not fun.
They're proactive nut jobs.
I bet you they don't party. That's the problem.
Exactly. Exactly. If they followed our prescriptions, you know, I'm sure they'd be a lot better off.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, as far as competition in the religious world, we're always in competition with other religions.
Sure.
Sure. Different factions of Christianity. And
right, right. We play
Muslim
volleyball
faith
with some of them.
Hindu,
right.
Right. Craziest shit those guys are.
The Hindus?
The things they believe. Oh, all of them.
Yeah.
But mostly the Christians.
Yeah, yeah.
In recent news, the Pope said that all good people, not just Catholics, would go to heaven.
Which
now,
heaven is my question?
Well,
sorry,
they're bullshit heaven.
Oh, the one.
Yeah, right. The one
right.
That you don't want to go to.
Tarps and clouds.
Right, and right. Grandma Edith watching you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this was quickly, within 24 hours, corrected by a PR representative for the Catholic Church. This is true, saying that the Pope was incorrect, that
whoa.
Not all good people go to heaven if they're not Catholic.
Can?
Only Catholics. No, the answer is no, and I know what you're going to ask.
Yeah.
Can somebody correct the Pope?
No, I was going to ask if I can go to the bathroom, but
oh.
The Pope thing is better, so
right.
Let's go with that. Right.
He is, in fact, considered to be
the voice of God.
Infallible.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
And it is interesting to have this infallible voice say something so benevolent, like
yeah.
All good people go to heaven.
Right.
Regardless
right.
If they're Catholic, and only to be corrected by some schmo.
A PR schmo.
Wearing a smaller hat.
We need hats. Sorry.
It brings us to my final bit of news.
Okay.
We are putting you in charge.
Uh-oh.
Rick.
That
can't of designing costumes. And I look at these Catholics,
oh.
And I look at all these people. You know, they've done togas. They've done giant, giant hats with flowy
yeah.
robes.
Yeah,
the cult in California waiting for the comet to come
oh,
by.
Oh, yeah.
What
were they? The
warm-up
the
suits.
The Hale Bopp comet?
Yeah.
The
warm-up suits. Warm-up suits and tennis shoes.
That
Nikes.
Was, that was a good
so that's
casual
gone.
Look.
Yeah, that's good
casual. Look, but
we're putting you in charge, and we look forward to, in a future broadcast, you revealing what the proper attire or attires.
Now, I guess my question then, if this is up to me, we'll have to discuss it, of course. Is it proper attire for anyone who is a member of the Church of Dim, or just for the clergy, if we have such a thing?
Well, that's what I say. There might be different levels.
Right, right. Maybe we could just have, like, badges and
guns?
I was thinking holsters, at least. Maybe nothing in them.
How about holsters with no guns?
Yeah, I kind of like
There's
that.
There's enough violence.
Because you can put other things in a holster, a squirt gun or a popsicle. For a little while.
Penis.
You If that's your thing, right?
All right, now we're going to the segment formerly known as Who Do You Think You Are, which I've just simplified and renamed to simply Fuck You.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck you, Destiny. And your cock-sucking cousin, Fate.
Yeah.
You know, I have waited a long... You know the adage, all good things come to those who wait?
Mm-hmm.
That is absolute bullshit.
Right?
Absolute bullshit. You know, you can wait all you want, but that film producer is not knocking down your door to have you star in the next Will Smith blockbuster.
No. No, I mean, I have my stupid YA novel has been done for almost a year now. Not a single publisher has come to my house looking for it. I've been waiting.
It's ridiculous. The whole concept that, you know, you don't have to do anything because it's destiny.
Yeah.
If it's destiny that those people meet, they don't even have to try.
Right.
You know, they don't have to do anything.
Right.
It is a terrible message to send to people.
Right. Right.
Maybe we should embrace it. I don't know.
I kind of like it. Hey, you know, destiny, I believe in it now.
Do you?
Yeah. I think all good things come to those who wait because all good things... come to those who wait.
It's fate.
It's destiny.
We certainly turned a circle on that one.
Yeah.
Destiny. Fuck you, Destiny, but maybe we like you now. I don't know. You know, they also say God helps them who help themselves, and I don't want to be associated with that kind of speaker.
God helps those who help themselves to other people's money. So maybe there's something to that one too.
Enron would certainly agree.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this brings us to our next holiday. Of course, we have 52 holidays here at the Church of Dim per year.
Every single week,
every Wednesday, you will be granted a new holiday. Get the work off. Tell them it's a religious holiday. Demand you get paid for it.
Yeah.
I would. Next Wednesday. Do you know what next Wednesday is, sir?
I do, but I've had a head injury recently, so I can't recall.
It is the National... Day of Rejection.
National day, so day when we will be rejected?
Exactly.
Oh,
this is a playoff of the bullshit destiny and fate.
Right, right.
Where you just wait for things to happen.
Okay.
On the day of rejection, you actually go out and do things and try things that you know that you can't possibly accomplish.
Ooh.
This is the day...
where we celebrate failure?
This is exactly. You dress up in cut-off jeans and a wife beater, and you go to the New York Times and ask for the chief editor position at the newspaper.
Excellent.
You apply to be CEO of Nabisco. Whatever you want to do.
Right.
You go up to, you know, supermodels and ask them if they would like to do terrible things involving your feet. Whatever you can do, and the goal is to be rejected. To get accepted is... Quite a shame on the day of rejection.
Right, right.
You actually want to be rejected. What is the most ludicrous thing that you can try and fail? Spectacularly fail.
Wow.
It's about rejection.
Well, I love it.
And the rejection will make us strong.
It will.
Saith the wise man.
And the small thing.
Next Wednesday.
Day of rejection. Excellent. A day that celebrates failure. Finally, a day where I will excel. Excellent.
But if you excel, you're probably not...
If you excel at failing, is that...
Oh, no, excelling at failing is okay.
Excellent. There we go.
All right, let's finish off today's show with the Dim Award.
Okay.
The Dim Award, poking around the intranets, and was looking at unusual deaths, and I just... I was just so touched by these two stories, and I want to offer them up to you. In 2010, 20 crew and passengers died in a plane crash near Bandundu, in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, when a crocodile, being smuggled by one of the passengers in a sports bag, freed itself and panicked the passengers, who all ran towards the flight deck. Unbalanced, the flight crashed. The plane crashed, despite any technical failure whatsoever.
Wow!
One passenger and the crocodile survived. This is true.
Excellent.
This is not made up.
I hope it was the smuggler.
He's really doing God's work, isn't he?
Yeah, that's so great.
He's thinking. Jose Luis Ochoa, in 2011 also died. He was 35 years old.
Okay.
He died after being stabbed in the leg. Must have severed an artery or something. Before you feel too badly for Jose, He was stabbed in a cockfight in Tulare County, California.
Okay.
So maybe he still doesn't deserve it. Wait, I should clarify.
Was he in the cockfight as one of the participants? Or?
Well, he became a participant when one of the birds that had a knife attached to its limb attacked him, stabbed him, and he bled out. In this cockfight, they were attaching knives to the wings of the birds so they could knife their opposing bird, and the bird said, fuck it, I'm just going after that guy instead.
That's excellent.
It's a couple of tough choices today, isn't it?
Oh, I know. They're both so great.
The Dim Award goes to...
Boy, I'm going to have to go with the crocodile because it managed to kill more than just one person.
So, you know what? I can't argue with that logic either.
Yeah, that's so great, though. I like the idea of just roving bands of chickens with knives on their wings running around stabbing people. But the idea of a crocodile causing a plane wreck that kills a great many people, I just got to say that's just more fun.
It's done. It's in the books, people. Thank you for listening to another episode of The Two Ricks, sponsored by the Church of Dim.
And don't forget to fail. This Wednesday.
Wednesday. It's all about failure.
Woohoo!
All about failure. Don't bring crocodiles on planes. Well, maybe do. Go ahead. Go ahead and bring them on.